I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And this is your morning spritzer.
Discretion is advised.
And good morning, America, on this rainy Wednesday morning.
Yes, it is, Vivian. I'd say it's raining cats and dogs, but it's pouring.
Yes, pouring so much that our streets are beginning to flood, which in effect has caused the city rail transit to suspend all rail lines for the time being.
Now, to a miraculous rescue across the state. A family of five was rescued from a burning cabin in Dalton Woods. That's off Interstate 52.
Don't forget about that sweet hamster.
Oh, geez. I was trying to skip over it. Honestly, who in their right mind goes back to rescue a hamster? Ronnie, would you go back and rescue a hamster? Ah, you don't count anyways.
Moving on, America. Coming up a little later, we will talk with Sally Johnson, a potato farmer from Idaho.
I'm so enthused.
Give it a rest, Charlie. It's a human interest story, something you know nothing about.
I took human interest in college, okay?
No, Charlie, being human.
Ha-ha. Also, coming up later, we talk with Mr. J.K. Delicious, self-proclaimed author of I Did It My Way, and There Isn't a Damn Thing You Can Do About It.
Colorful title.
That's how we talk in the streets, Vivian.
Okay, Charlie. Yes. Folks, we will be interviewing this degenerate who stole $2.5 billion electronically during a bank robbery in Tacoma, Washington, 15 years ago.
Where 10 people lost their lives during the robbery. What a mess that was.
All this and more when we return. I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. See you in a bit.
That's too funny. That didn't happen.
I swear on my Aunt Millie. You know, the little lady at my Uncle George's party. She had a straw hat, smoked a cigar, and talked about the bunions on her feet all night.
You know, Charlie, a person usually swears on a person who's dead.
Well, she's almost dead. What?
He got us again. Welcome back, America. So sorry our producer, Ronnie, had to subject you to Charlie's aunt's bunions.
All right. Can we get back to the business at hand?
Oh, no. This is too good.
You know what else is too good, Vivian?
No. What, Charlie?
Miss Deanne Agar, who is standing by with Sally Johnson, a potato farmer in Clementsville, Idaho. Misty.
Thank you, Charlie, Vivian, and hello to you, America. Misty Ann Agar here in Clementsville, Idaho, and with me I have Sally Johnson, a fourth-generation potato farmer who is now facing hard times with the arrival of the new potato conglomerate, or Big Potato. Sally and others like her are experiencing new difficulties. Sally, tell us your story.
Well, gee willikers. Howdy, Vivian and Charlie. Love the show.
And we love your potatoes. Keep them coming.
Couldn't come up with anything better to say, could you?
Hey, I love a good potato as much as anyone.
Sorry, Sally. So tell us your story.
Well, like you said, I'm a fourth-generation farmer like my daddy, my granddaddy, and great-granddaddy.
That's a lot of daddies. Hey, and does anyone else notice she's holding a shotgun?
He does this all the time. Please go on.
Well, for the past few years, our crops have been good, along with the other companies and farmers. Everyone had their potato. But for the past year, us farmers have come under fire over our potatoes.
Charlie, what on God's green earth are you doing? Are you eating popcorn?
It's a human interest story. I'm just waiting for the interesting part.
You know, I can think of a million things to say to you. Arr, is that guacamole?
Yep.
Popcorn and guacamole? Really? Pass it over. Misty?
I'm sorry, Sally. They're in rare form today. Now, as you were saying, you and the rest of the small farmers have come under fire. From what?
Prairie dogs.
What?
Yes, these prairie dogs are on steroids or something. But the kicker is, they're only going after our potatoes and not Big Potato. Hence the shotgun. It's for our protection.
From prairie dogs?
Ah, it just got interesting.
Now I'm speechless.
Wow, that's a first.
Ouch!
Peter, are you okay?
No, I just got hit with a potato.
Oh, no. Get up. They're coming.
Who?
The prairie dogs. Now get up.
They can throw potatoes?
That hard?
Look out. Yes. Now get out of here. I'll cover you. More will be coming.
More?
Well, Charlie, Vivian, as you can see and hear, we've come under attack by these prairie dogs. And Sally is defending us with her shotgun. But it's time to take her advice and get out of here. Did she just leave us?
Ow, ow. Stupid pretty thing.
Oh, no. Oh, I am speechless.
Oh, best human interest story ever.
No. We need to follow up with When Prairie Dogs Attack Part 2.
But on a serious note,
when we come back,
our interview with America's most hated criminal.
All this and more when we return.
See you in a bit.
And welcome back, America. I'm Vivian Hayward, and this spud over here.
I'm Charlie Carmichael. Welcome back to the Morning Spritzer.
In recent news, a Channel 7 helicopter that was covering traffic crashed on Highway 51 just outside Baltimore, Maryland. Both pilot Dan Rivers and reporter Samuel Gonzalez lost their lives during their morning rush hour report.
10 vehicles on the ground ended up involved in the crash. The FAA has started its investigation, and Channel 7 refuses to release the audio from inside the helicopter at the time of the crash.
But ladies and gentlemen, with the help of AI and a brilliant hacker, we were able to recreate pilot Wes Edmonds and reporter Samuel Gonzalez's last moments during the crash.
Vivian, I'm shocked that you would go so far and create such a fictitious turn of events. I'm proud of you.
Payback is a bitch. Serves them right for firing me. Me! Me of all people!
The nerve of some people.
I know, right? And Raymond, little man, you can kiss my arse.
And speaking of nerves, our next interview is with America's Most Hated,
who is also a best-selling author of I did it my way, and there isn't a damn thing you can do about it.
And a two-bit criminal.
That's right, folks. This disgusting human being who stole $2.5 billion from Washington State's early college fund, that is an interest-bearing account for parents waiting to send their children to college.
Talk about robbing the cradle. Mr. J.K. Delicious.
Ah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. And good morning, Mr. Delicious.
Oh, I'm not addressing him. I'll just ask questions.
Ouch! Coming in hot, Mama.
I'm not your mama!
Someone's got a crush.
Funny. Okay, prisoner, 798237. Can you help us understand why you did this heinous crime?
Wow. You make it sound like I murdered someone.
You did.
10, to be exact.
Ah, that wasn't me. That was Wee Wee. He's always been a bad seed. Sometimes he just loses control.
Well, the jury didn't see it that way.
Mr. Delicious, did an alarm just go off?
Oh, that? Never mind. They've been working on it.
I was hoping for a little excitement.
What? Come on, bro. This is federal prison. No one wants to leave here. And let me tell you about the conjugal visiting room.
Let's not say we did.
You know, we should hear everything, Vivian.
Charlie?
Okay, so, Mr. Delicious, take us back to the robbery. How did it all start?
Well, I wasn't always in the criminal life. I went to college and worked for Mr. Pendleton's pet emporium. I worked with the reptiles.
Figures a slimy snake such as yourself would want to be around other snakes.
Damn! Now that was cold. Now where was I? Oh, yeah. The morning of. Well, me and the crew prepared for 2 months. We go in, we stage the bank robbery, but I would electronically send the real money I was stealing around the world for a few years.
So that would explain all the animosity from your crew towards you. So, in your book, when you say there isn't a damn thing you can do, you mean your crew.
Oh, I meant everybody. That money's mine. But anyway, we all met at the hideout that morning, but my boy Wee Wee was on a coke binge and was half out his mind. Now thinking back, I should have just called it off.
But you didn't. And families lost their loved ones due to your greed. And what of your loved ones? How do they feel about what you did?
Well, hopefully my wife is rotting in hell somewhere. Seems her and Wee Wee and D-Bag all had an agreement to kill me at the bank and take the money for themselves until they found out what I was really doing. Things went sideways and the shooting started.
Speaking of your friend D-Bag, this just in. With help from the outside, D-Bag has escaped Ravenwolf Prison. A note was left on his bunk pillow. I'm coming.
I'm coming? Could it be more vague? Oh, yeah, look who we're interviewing. Were you all hit on the head too many times growing up or something?
Mama, you are mean. I like that. Damn, will y'all fix that alarm already?
Security breach at DB.
Oh, hell no.
Mr. Delicious, was that an explosion we just heard?
Hey. Security, you gotta get me out of here.
Delicious. Now, where are you? No. Oh, there you are. Hey, bro. How have you been? It's been a while. Silly me. Don't answer now. I'll be right there. Don't go nowhere.
Well, this is a turn of events.
Hey, Charlie, Vivian, if you help me out, I'll split the money with you.
There's that slimy snake.
Come on, you can't just let them kill me on TV.
Vivian, he's right. Do you want to say it, or should I?
Due to the graphic horror, Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, you're covered.
Aw, man.
Delicious.
Aw, man.
Delicious. Here you are. And how have you been? I must admit, it's been a long time. What a nice place you have here. Way better than my accommodations.
D-bag, bruh. Look, we can work this out. Just get me to a computer. 70-30. What do you think? Come on, man. You don't have to do this.
Best interview ever. Who said that? What have you got going on in here? Did I interrupt something? Is that Charlie and Vivian? Damn, Delicious. You got it going on, don't you?
Hey, it's not like that. Look, you and I go way back, bruh.
Yeah, cuz. We go way back.
Mama!
You punk bitch! The show is over, Charlie and Vivian. Time to say cut.
Ooh, that was cold.
For once, Charlie, I agree with you. A fitting end to a degenerate.
Well, I guess that's it. Coming up on our next show, bananas. Who doesn't like bananas? I guarantee you'll be shocked.
Also, we will talk with Grace Kidheim, survivor of a killer whale attack at Kilauea Duyuwana Water Park.
Till then, keep your feet on the ground and don't go to jail. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward. Goodbye, America. I see what you did there.
Thank you for listening to The Morning Spritzer. Characters are as follows: Charlie Carmichael, Larry Orakowski, Vivian Hayward, Lenora Porto, Misty Ann Agar, Deborah Neuron, Sally Johnson, Carol Mangum, Camera Guy Peter, Bryson Perico, J.K. Delicious, Isidore Bowers, D-Bag, Dave Neuron. The Morning Spritzer was written and produced by Daryl Isaac. Music by Daryl Isaac. For sound effects, we give thanks to Soundly.com and Daryl Isaac. Credits by Anita Willman. This has been a DMIC production.
Yes, more!
Run!
Delicious. Now, where are you? No. 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 Ah, there you are. Hey, bro. How have you been? It's been a while. Silly.
For once, Charlie, I agree with you. A fitting end to a degenerate.
Oh, no!
It's a human interest story. I'm just waiting for the interesting part.
Ouch. Coming in hot, Mama.
Stupid little buggers!
Also, we will talk with Grace Kidheim, survivor of a killer whale attack at the Kilauea Duyuwana Water Park.
Delicious. Now, where are you? No. 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 Ah, there you are. Hey, bro. How've you been? It's been a while.
silly me, don't answer. I'll be right there.
Oh! Thank you, Charlie, Vivian. And hello to you, America. Miss Deanne Agar here in Clementsville, Idaho. And with me, I have Sally Johnson, a fourth-generation potato farmer, who is now facing hard times with the arrival of the new potato conglomerate, or Big Potato. Sally?
You little buggers!
Oh, jeez. I was trying to skip over it. Honestly, who in their right mind goes back to rescue a hamster? Ronnie, would you go back and rescue a hamster? Nah, you don't count anyways.
Oh, I meant everybody. That money's mine. But anyway, we all met at the hideout that morning, but my boy Wee Wee was out on a coke binge and was half out his mind. Yeah.
But for the past year, us farmers have come under fire over our potatoes.
Thank you, Charlie, Vivian, and hello to you, America. Miss Deanne Agar here in Clementsville, Idaho. And with me, I have Sally Johnson, a fourth-generation potato farmer who is now facing hard times. With the arrival of the... See, that part is broken, so it like... Okay, let me read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the sentence is broken in the wrong place for me. Okay.
Thank you for listening to The Morning Spritzer. Characters are as follows. Charlie Carmichael, Larry Orakowski, Vivian Hayward, Lenora Porto, Misty Ann Agar, Deborah Neuron, Sally Johnson, Carol Mangum, camera guy Peter, Bryson Perico, J.K. Delicious is...
I swear on my Aunt Millie, you know, the little lady at the Uncle George's... Wait. Punk bitch!
Thank you for listening to The Morning Spritzer. Characters are as follows. Charlie Carmichael, Larry Orakowski, Vivian Hayward, Lenora Porto, Misty Ann Agar, Deborah Neuron, Sally Johnson, Carol Mangum, Peter Guy...
So that would explain all the animosity from your crew towards you. So in your book, when you say there's an... Isn't it... All right.
Well, Charlie, Vivian, as you can see and hear, we've come under attack by these prairie dogs, and Sally is defending us with her shotgun. But it's time to take her advice and get out of here. Did she just leave us? Charlie, Vivian, back to you. Run!
Charlie, what on God's green earth...
You worthless punk bitch.
Oh, no!
Well, Charlie, Vivian, as you can see, we've come under fire. Fire. You said fire.
So that would explain the...
And I'm Vivian Hayward. Goodbye, America. Don't go to jail. I see what you did there.
Ah! Yeah! God! Ah! Ah! What the? Ah! God, they're good! Ow! Ah! Ah! Ooh! Ah!
Get out!